It is very, very unfortunate that we have ended up in the Kenya Air Force with a fleet of helicopters whose procurement was somehow influenced by, you know, some political decisions rather than professional decisions as to what was best for the Kenya Air Force. And I'll give an example. We relied on a Puma helicopter, the Puma 330, a two-engine transport helicopter, which was very, very reliable. A decision was made to move to a Russian Mi-17 transport helicopter, whose reliability cannot match the Puma helicopter. The Kenya Air Force, I'm very, very well informed. I know that they wanted the Super Puma. Super Puma is the more advanced French transport aircraft with a sort of same engine, the Thermofor C, for those who know the aeroplane, it's the type of an engine of the aircraft. Now, when they moved to Mi-17, the reliability of the Mi-17 is very, very questionable.
With this latest accident that claimed the lives of the Army General and some others, do you see an investigation and measures implemented to resolve this from recurring?
I'm sure, the Kenya Air Force has appointed a board of inquiry, which is led by the base commander, Laikipia Air Base, one of our brigadiers, a very capable pilot, to come up with the causes, what caused the accident, and recommendations of the measures to be taken to avoid recurrence of the same aircraft accident. But I would blame this accident on a very aged aircraft. I cannot blame the Kenya Air Force for the training, the professionalism of the pilots, the technical, the maintenance crew are extremely professional, well trained, and all of them trained locally in Kenya, United States of America, and France, highly capable in professionals. But when there are decisions which end up with equipment which is doubtful in terms of safety and security, this brings a lot of questions in the when it comes to the operation of equipment.
So basically, you are talking about the issues of politics, which you think should not be considered. Rather, professionals should be allowed to handle it instead of politically infused decision. Is that what you are saying?
Peter, that's exactly what I'm saying. The professionals, these are the pilots and the technical staff, the military personnel should be let to identify the most suited equipment and be supported on their recommendations of what they need without any political interference.
So where does the Kenya military, and in this case, the Air Force, go from here following this incident and previous incidents that have happened that have also claimed their lives and injured many?
Yes, Peter, at the moment, we have a government which came into power, 2022 is hardly 2 years. What we are seeing now are decisions from the previous regimes, not the current regime, which interfered in terms of identification of the equipment. I hope the current regime will be able to give support to the professionals who are in the offices and in command at the moment to be able to identify equipment and be supported and financed to be able to carry out their duties. And there's been a clear indication that this is the new regime, this is what they are doing now.